There we go.
So I got that at 6:02.
Yes. So I call to order the monthly Otter Rock Water District meeting at 6:02, 8/13, 2024. Roll call, Lisa here. Beth?
Here.
Teresa?
Here.
Kelly?
Yep, here.
And Eileen is not here. She's on. But Kurt,
Vacation.
yep, vacation. Curtis is here. The Harts and the Mullins are here. Did anyone have any questions about Kelly's board summaries from last month? Or have any other additions?
Did we have get both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I
You mean
couldn't
the work
find it.
session and the monthly meeting?
Yeah. Yeah.
I sent the monthly meeting out very early because you requested that for
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Now I remember. If it goes too long, I forget things. I had no questions.
Okay. Can I get a motion to accept both the work session and the monthly board meeting?
I make a motion that we accept both the board monthly meeting for July and the work session that we had in July. Meeting
I'll
minutes.
second that.
Lisa, yes. Beth,
Yes.
Teresa,
Yes.
Kelly,
yes.
motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis and the water operators report.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Curtis.
Relatively quick and simple. Chlorine residuals are just managing fine. The overflow for the reservoir went from 60 gallons a minute to 50 gallons a minute. So we are seeing the drop down just with the August and dry weather. I'm not concerned about it. We've still got plenty of water overflowing at the point. So, I mean, if we ever get down to like the 20s, we'll probably have to start watching it more closely. And our fail-safe would just be to open up the extra spring down below. So there are options in case we get down that low, but I don't think we're at that position yet. So things on that front are going well. Beth provided us with a list of six additional addresses to do the meter splicing in. Our crew went out today and got either five or six holes open. And so those will be ready. We're sending a second crew out tomorrow. They'll keep uncovering the remaining either four or five addresses that we have left. Meanwhile, someone else is going to go around splicing and another crew is going to go around backfilling. So we'll try and get all those picked up and moving along. But we've got more meters at the office and plenty of boxes, so we're just set to keep on splicing. Beth, the new list you gave us is much easier than the ones on 4th Street. So
Right. Well,
much
I was up,
easier.
yeah, I was up on 4th Street and I didn't see any more work up there. Did they get up there? Because we
No,
got
I
to get
told them
those
to,
done.
yep, I told them to start with the easier ones just because I didn't want the guy who's splicing meters tomorrow to get held up by a vac. So he's got
Right.
plenty of work for him now. There's going to be plenty of holes to backfill, and they're going to start on the ones on 4th Street.
And they're going to start those tomorrow?
Yeah, so they'll get those uncovered. Hopefully, we'll get them spliced and backfilled tomorrow. But this way, nobody's waiting on anyone else. That's basically all I have for the report. Really quick and easy.
I just wanted to note that on our spring flow, I looked up last year's, and our overflow rate last year on August 1st was 29 gallons per minute.
Wow.
So at 50 gallons a minute, we're doing pretty
Really
good.
good.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember last year, spring and summer was extremely dry, and we had a really wet winter, so the springs are doing much better this year.
Nice.
Does
That's all I have
anyone
for my
have
report.
any does anyone have any more questions for Curtis before we let him go?
No, I'm just I didn't see it, so I'm assuming it hasn't come in yet, the meter readings and the invoice. Is that correct?
They weren't there as of an Yeah, even at the office as of an hour ago, so,
Okay.
or the
Okay.
invoice.
I know Devin's on vacation in Italy and he usually takes care of that. So let me make a note to myself. Yeah, Eileen's not the only one allowed to go on vacation.
Right. Yeah, that happens, but yeah.
Okay, but let me make a note for our office just to follow up on that because I thought you guys had gotten that already.
And
Thank you,
then
guys.
I did have we now have 9 scheduled meters. We had 16 in stock. Oh, we had 4 installed, and with the other, what, 7, that means we'll be getting down on meters. So I did send you an email. It's been some time about the additional meters and boxes to order.
Yeah, so on those meters, the boxes themselves, when we went to put in the order, I think we got something mixed up because usually we would order the meter and the boxes from Ferguson. But when I pulled up the account, they said we hadn't gotten there. Do you know where we get those from? Because I
The
thought it was
boxes.
Ferguson.
Well, actually, we got an invoice for boxes.
Right.
Okay.
Was the
How did
meters
we
that
have
were
an
missing?
invoice currently that we're scheduled to pay from Ferguson for 16 boxes.
Okay, that is
Did
Ferguson. So
we get
we have
those?
your, we've received them in the sense that they're in our warehouse.
Okay.
So we'll bring them out to you tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, I reached out to Ferguson and they didn't have a record for the boxes. So I thought maybe I just screwed it up in my head, but I'm thinking maybe they mix something up in their paperwork.
Well,
So,
they build them directly to us, so that's
right.
possibly why.
Okay. All
But
right.
if we only
I'll
have
reach out.
boxes, don't we need meters to go in those boxes?
These were
Yes.
boxes for meters that we'd already
Okay.
ordered, but not didn't have boxes.
Oh, okay, got it.
The next round, yeah, we'll have to.
Order both.
Yeah, and I believe we're to where we probably need 22 more meters and 22 more boxes to complete our meter installations.
Oh, that's the
Oh,
finale of it.
very
that
exciting. End in sight.
it, in addition though, there's a 2-inch meter we'll need for the fire, and we'll need a box for it, of course, for the fire station.
Okay. But yeah, that's really close. Congratulations.
Well, thank you too for all the work.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Okay, I'll follow up with Ferguson again and see where we went wrong, but hopefully we can get those ordered tomorrow. And they said they have them in stock, so it should be
Which
maybe a week or two.
the boxes?
Yeah. Well, no, they said they have the meters in stock, but I didn't want to order
Oh,
the meters without the boxes.
well, yeah, coming up, we'll try to get some more in before the rain hits and the
Okay.
water table rises.
Yep. Awesome. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll see myself out.
Okay,
Okay.
thank you,
Adios.
Curtis.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Curtis.
Thank you all.
Next on the agenda is the water, the treasurer and office report.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, it is.
Thankfully,
Okay.
Beth.
So, as of July 31st, our general fund checking account was at $82,776.79. No uncleared checks. QuickBooks register balance was the same, so it was reconciled. We had a total of deposits of $13,573.50 and a total withdrawals of $21,081.11. Community center account is unchanged at $422.79. The reserve fund is at $105,164.09. Deposit in interest was $444.24, and then a deposit in the transfer of 15,000, which was part of our recent budget that we were transferring from the general fund to the reserve. So The total deposits were $15,444.24, and the QuickBooks register balance was the same. System development fund account is at $91,678.76. Total deposits of interest were $407.73. And the accounts receivable balance sheet is a negative $15,499. And current QuickBooks assets are $264,543.43. We have an accounts payable of $10,204.56, and that includes the recent invoice I sent everybody from the law group.
Yep.
And that would be the treasurer's report. Any questions?
I have no questions.
And you all got the list of bills to pay. One note is we do not have an invoice from Jerry Sievers. Nothing in the mail. So if we decide to hold on that, that would reduce our payables by 500.
Right.
And is he going to send us an invoice, or does he think a verbal is just good enough?
No, he was supposed to. That's what Eileen noted on that, that she had asked him to send something, but he hasn't, I guess, got around to it yet.
Okay.
And there is a, you know, she did the checks ahead of time so we can mail them out, but we can delay that until we get an invoice and then issue that, or we can void it and reissue a check next month.
Do we need to vote on that?
Yeah, we need to vote on the treasurer's report and paying the bills.
Well, on making the payments, and specifically about the payment to Jerry.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like to have an invoice personally. Yeah. I'd like to have an invoice personally.
Oh, we have to have an invoice.
We won't pay it until we have an invoice, Kelly. I think that's what Beth was saying, that we just if we wanted to write the check so that the treasurer reports stayed accurate for the month, then we just have to void it and write another check for August.
Yeah.
Correct, Beth?
Yeah.
Or, well, we could approve it assuming we get the proper invoice in.
Yeah.
And not issue the check, you know, sign the check and send it until we get that invoice.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good for me. I don't know how other people feel about it, but that works for me.
Works for me.
Right. Works for me too.
Right.
So,
build that into the motion for paying the bills.
Make a motion that we approve the treasurer's report and the bills to be paid, and that we'll write a check for Jerry, but not issue it until an invoice has been received.
I'll second that.
Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
The motion passes. Next on the agenda is the update for FEMA, Civil West, and including the increased FEMA amount and assist with the cost share document. Beth, do you want to start talking, or do you want me to start talking?
Oh,
good work, girls. That's all I got to say.
The FEMA report was that we're still kind of in a holding pattern, and then, of course, we got the email that we're even more in a holding pattern, but we're right there. And during the meeting was discussed that doing an amended, amending the application for the newer costs since costs have increased, and to include pre-award for the engineering costs, which wasn't included. The original application did not ask for pre-award monies for engineering. However, because of the, let's see if I can find the email. Probably can't.
Because Congress has stopped allowing for funding right now.
Well,
They've put a stop on.
FEMA does that. FEMA does that. They get down to a certain point because they do two things. They do disaster funding and mitigation funding, and so they put a hold on. They're getting low, and it's what is it? It's September 30th that the most recent continuing resolution from March goes till September 30th, and FEMA has gotten low enough now they're putting a hold on issuing any new mitigation grants just in case there's disasters. So
Including the disaster that can be Congress's inability to
well, yeah, that's
budget
a whole
passed.
different disaster, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, continuing resolutions are a real headache for everybody. Where I used to work, it was just like groan time when we heard they were doing another continuing resolution.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're right there, but and Kevin did submit, and we did submit what we needed for the amended application, and they will review it, but they can't put a stamp of approval on it until they get the go ahead.
Shannon was very encouraged that, that we could get the extra funding, and
Oh yeah.
we are going to get the one, we are going to get what we asked. So, that's just amazing. I mean, that never happens. I had four budgets today that, I have to redo because, the government, says, no, we're not going to give you a million. We're going to get you 850. Can you do it for 850? So yeah, so I was tickled. I was very happy.
Would you mind sharing with me, just my ignorance, why we need a pre-award? What does that mean? I mean, I understand we're
That
asking for
means,
it.
yeah, that means we can charge engineering costs before they officially award the actually award the grant. And so work
We
that's
need
done.
approval for pre-award before, because there's
Yes,
two approvals that we're looking for, the pre-award approval and then the award, the approval for that, new amount.
and the amended amount, right?
Okay, the
Yeah.
amended amount. Okay.
Yeah,
Correct.
that's went in on, I think, one application, but that's real good because, anything they start working on, since they can start working now on Business Oregon portion of the project. And they really kind of have to be working on both parts of it.
Yeah, simultaneously. So we're still waiting for that pre-award approval, though, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
So any work that Civil West does on FEMA's side of things, we have to pay out of pocket. We
Okay.
cannot charge it to the grant.
Right. Some of it
Period, end of
written.
story. That's just not, you just can't do it. So
Okay, so what's the pre-award for then?
the pre-award is for the engineering fees so that
Right.
we can charge the, so when Civil West gives us an invoice, we can charge that amount to FEMA instead of taking it out of our pockets
Because
if
there's
they don't allow
actually,
it.
okay, so just so I get the order of this right, if Civil West does something now, we're paying out of pocket. Once we get this pre-award approval from FEMA, then FEMA will pay Civil West, even though they haven't fully awarded the amount for the project. Am I correct with that
Right,
statement?
and another key part of our information was that the county, we have to be included in the county's disaster plan, and they had originally said they would probably have it done in the fall of 2025, and FEMA said as long as it's within a year, we can go ahead and award the grant if we're sure you're gonna get in that plan within a year with
Okay.
those assurances. Now the county is saying maybe December of 2025 they'll have it done.
Okay.
So that was part of what Shannon I think wanted to speak to, that to let us know that it looks like it'll be a bit later.
So we have a
So,
timing thing that we have to basically balance with the county.
yeah, they
We don't
can.
want to get awarded too soon.
No, we would like to get awarded right now, but we aren't going to because we have to be named in the county's
Right. So
emergency plan.
we're
And
okay.
the problem is that we want to get going on this because we have the Business Oregon part of it
Right.
already signed and sealed, and we have, I can't remember, Lisa, is it 3 years to complete the
Three
project
years. It's 3 years. I
for
remember
Business
my fault.
Oregon?
It's 3 years.
But
But
we
I
can.
also had we did have that dialogue with Kevin a little bit, and he said usually getting an extension is not a problem.
That's what Business Oregon has said in meetings also, that
Right. So,
extensions are not,
you know, I'm not
a
like
big deal.
super panicked over the 3 year thing.
No, but there is a,
There's
there is a
timing.
timing thing that,
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So we're still waiting on this whole, the whole INF thing impacts the pre-award as well as the award, right?
Yes,
Okay.
that's what I understood from the last
An email.
email
Okay.
from Shannon. But yeah, like I said, he said they can more or less process it, but they can't put a stamp of approval
Right.
on it until that
Everything's on
INF
hold.
is that weight is lifted.
Right.
So write your congressman.
So, the cost share document, we should, I feel we should get that ball rolling for FEMA, just in case, yeah, because without it, we're gonna have to pay it, and I don't want to have to pay $210,000.
Well, that's with Business Oregon.
Yes, I
And we
know.
don't know, do we know for sure that they will deal with it until we get the FEMA award? Well, I don't think we know that, but I guess we could have Kevin fill it out anyway and send it in, and they could tell us, it's not going to change really, so to any large degree. Hopefully.
So again, my ignorance. So this $210,575, that is the local share of the FEMA, of the
The project.
request for funds that we have, our local share is $210,575. Our
Yes.
expectation is that will come from the Oregon business loan. So that's
No,
the
no,
plan.
no. No, it'll come from Business Oregon, but it's a different pot of money. They have grant money that's available, well, up to a certain amount for like a cost share. In
Okay.
fact, I believe that's where we got the 20,000 to do
Okay.
the feasibility study
Okay.
some years ago. And that would be a grant, I think, up they what was their limit? 250,000 or something.
It was 500.
500,000. So our 10% of the FEMA is going to be much way under the their limit, so.
Okay, so my understanding is what you're saying, Lisa, is we should get started on that request with Oregon Business for that cost share.
Correct.
Okay.
Which means
Yeah, I
asking
agree.
Civil West to fill that out, which will be some cost.
Yes, that we'll have to pay Kevin for that
Yeah,
work. So that's
right.
why I
Sure.
wanted board approval
Okay,
for
I make a motion that we move forward with Civil West help drafting the cost share request from Oregon Business so that we can get that moving forward.
Yeah,
I
I'll second
second.
it. Oh.
Okay, Lisa, you second it.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Motion passes.
You girls
Do we have
rock.
any, huh?
Said you're rocking and rolling, man. Just boom, boom, boom.
Well, you
Girls,
know,
show me the money.
exactly. Let's get this started. Does anyone want to speak about the update from Business Oregon? Do we have any updates from Business Oregon besides getting the contract back?
No, we just got the official contract back signed by the state and us, and it's all official.
So, contract signed, we're in contract with them. Yay, yay, hallelujah.
Yay. Yep.
The clock is ticking, 3 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yep.
Pretty exciting, girls.
It really is.
I'm
It
gonna have to
is.
bring balloons or
Oh.
something. I don't know.
And I wanted to thank the commissioners that are no longer here for allowing us to go for the FEMA grant, because there was a lot of discussions and a lot of meetings and a lot of pushback and a lot of discussions. And I'm just very thankful that, you know, we went for it, and you know, it's now coming. We're so close that I just wanted to thank the past commissioners for having faith that, you know, we could go for this and to do this and to do this for our community. So I'm really appreciative of their work.
Absolutely.
Here, here.
Hear, hear. That's what I was looking for, Kelly. Hear, hear. Didn't want to say ditto. Doesn't sound so as good. Like hear, hear.
Old and new, right?
Yeah.
Do we have a follow-up regarding the water being used between lots?
Yes, my concern with approaching this particular individual, and I have talked to them and they have shared with me the current situation with a renter, but I actually got a little confused because of just, community knowledge, I guess you would say. I thought, oh, it's got to be long term, but no, wait a minute, it doesn't have to be long term, it's anytime. So then why aren't these other people being charged that I know have multiple dwellings? So I guess my thought process in there is I'm not really comfortable going forward with a particular individual unless I know everyone who is, should be subject to that ordinance is also paying the, what they should. And
Do
according to
we
my
have others?
understanding, they're not. So unless we approach everyone, I don't feel it's right to approach one person.
Are you saying there's
There's others in the community that are renting that aren't paying for multiple
are
dwellings.
renting dwellings, extra dwellings, or extra temporary dwellings on their
No
property?
permanent dwellings.
Well, so if they're getting water, then they're paying a
Oh,
water
I
bill.
understand that they should be paying
No,
from
we don't
based on the
have,
ordinance.
we only have two properties that are, or one property that's empty that isn't paying water, I think.
I know of two other properties aside from this one that we've already that we're talking about that we're, working, that have renters. And according to the information I got from you and Eileen, they're not paying for multiple dwellings.
Okay, well, maybe we ought to talk about it because I don't know what you're
Okay.
talking about. So,
Yeah. And that's where I'm at. I'm not willing to go forward unless we are consistent across the board with everybody.
right.
But I really didn't, I don't think I'll get pushback from the person that I engaged with. But I didn't request payment because I was confused because of the understanding that I have in the community. Then I'm like, well, what is it really? And then I read the ordinance and then I'm like, okay, now I'm really confused. So yeah, we can talk offline, Beth, but there
Yeah,
are a couple more that I know
we should
of.
do that and check with our QuickBooks records
Yep.
and
Okay.
everything.
Okay, that would be great. I just want to make sure that we're being consistent with the community.
Definitely.
Hear, hear.
It's our new phrase, Lisa.
Starts leaving.
Hear. Next on the agenda is position 3, status and reassignments of duties.
Yeah. So, I started treatment for my lung disease, and it's not, I'm not feeling that great. So, initially I thought I would resign my position. And then, I was rethinking that. If I resign, we would need to reassign all my duties. If I stick it out and see how that goes, I would want to reassign some of my duties. Specifically, I would not want to do the monitoring the monthly meter readings. I have not been doing a great job with that in the last couple months, and we haven't been getting them before the meetings like we used to. So it was very easy at that point to go over it with the board and talk about it and see it right then and there. I think I could come to the meetings, read my emails, write up the agenda and the summaries for another month or two and see how that goes. So I don't know how the rest of the board feels about that. And depending on how I'm feeling, if I'm feeling really bad, I might even miss a meeting or two. So,
And then you also have been picking up the mail.
oh, I can still do that because I
Okay.
have to exercise every day. That's part of my treatment. So, getting the dog out is fine.
Yeah, so
I
what
can
you're
still
saying
get in
right
the
now
mail.
is just the meter readings?
Yeah, I just want to give up the meter readings right now and
Teresa,
see
sign
how
me
that
up,
goes.
Kelly.
Huh?
Sign me up.
Okay.
Okay. I honestly, I think it's amazing that you're willing to, not feeling well and everything else, and just keep pursuing. So I'm very appreciative of your attitude of sticking it out with us
Yeah.
and anything I can do to help. But yes, I will take over the monthly meter readings.
Okay. Well,
I'll need a little training.
oh yeah.
yeah.
Not
Now, see, Beth uses a program, but I just got numbers on my computer, and Beth and I haven't had time to sit down and do that. So I've been calculating them all by hand every month.
I know you're silly girl.
Yeah, I can work that out with Teresa. We can
Okay, thanks,
get
Beth.
together on that.
I'm happy to take that over for you, Kelly.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
And then, if anything changes, I'll just have to,
We
we
will
will
be
just have to
sensitive
deal
to
with
your
that.
needs.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, and let us know if it's, a problem with doing the agenda and the meeting summaries too.
It's not that bad. I just sit on the couch and go over the previous meetings, and then I,
Right.
write to you guys about if there's things I miss, 'cause like I missed both meetings in July, so it was hard for me to think about follow up because I wasn't at either meeting.
But you do a great job,
Yeah.
even without being there. So
Yeah,
I'm
well,
very
we've had
grateful
three.
you're willing to keep that.
I can rewind. See, I mean, the
Yeah.
mood, sometimes this moves so fast, I'm just jotting notes, but when I re-listen to it, I can go back
Yeah, it's nice.
and get the whole thing. Well, anyway, thanks for your patience.
I want to thank you for sticking with us. I really appreciate you as a person and as a voice, and I was very sad to hear that, yes. So I'm just very grateful.
Okay, well, I'm grateful to
Here,
be here. It's been a
here.
really good thing for me, and as long as I can keep adding something of value, if I just start flaking out too much, though, then we'll have to reconsider.
We understand, Kelly. Thank
All right.
you.
Yes, thank you. All right, well, that was easy.
Do we have any other correspondence this month?
Don't think so.
No. We talked about Michelle, we talked about Civil West, and we talked about Shannon with FEMA. That's all I can think of.
Right.
And then our bill from the lawyers, which we're getting taken care of, so.
Do we have any special order of business?
I don't think there was anything.
And ordinances and resolutions, I don't believe we have any.
Nope.
No.
So the next item on the agenda is public comments. Does anyone in the public want to have a comment? Seeing none, does the board have any comments?
Of course.
Oh, we
Yeah.
love you, Beth.
I want to give you a status update on corp stops. And I want to say that Teresa has now been elevated to a master corp stop hunter.
All right on.
She and I have been out twice now. We are down to single digits on corp stops to find.
Right on.
Nine left. I'm going to count it
Congratulations.
at 8.5. We have one more to dig out up on Gladys, but the yellow jackets came back.
I got
And
stung.
Teresa
Oh,
got stung
wounded in
somehow.
the line of duty.
Yeah, that's right. Hazard duty pay.
Right. In fact, at that point, she even said, "Is that part of the actual nest right there, Beth?" And I'm back there trying to find this last one that I'm counting as half found. And I look over and you can see the cell structure. Somehow we uncovered it and stuff, and I'm surprised we both didn't get stung. But anyway, I'm like, yeah, and I just kind of backed out of there
She's like, I think we're
slowly.
done for the
Yeah, I think we've done enough. I just stopped there this afternoon on my bike, and there's still a couple yellow jackets around there. But the amazing thing is, it's not a really large active nest. I mean, they aren't zooming in and out. They're just kind of every once in a while you see a couple of them. And so, anyway, other than that, we've got after that. We have only eight more to find. There's a few that are totally kind of unknown. We have no data on it, but I've been able to connect with some owners who gave me probably really good information via email. And so I'm enthused that my goal is, even though we may not get them all with meters installed, but I want to get them all found. My goal is this month, so hopefully we can get out. I think Teresa and I are shooting from trying some more on Friday. And if anybody else is inclined, give me a shout because I'm going to get these all found. But we're doing good. And so I've got more and more I can list send off to Highland. If they say, okay, we're done with these, where are the next ones? I'll send them a list.
Well, thanks for that determination.
It's super fun to watch Beth do her little blue line. She gets so excited.
Oh, I love shaking that can of blue paint, and I'm able to put that blue on there. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, Beth and Teresa.
Well, and Lisa and Beth, I want to thank you too for all the work that you've done recently with Civil West and FEMA and Business Oregon. That was a lot. I mean, you've been working on it for a long time, but then all of a sudden everything just started gushing out and you got all kinds of documentation together and, just got it sent off to the right places. And I appreciate all that extra work. Because it really was a lot all at once. And
Yeah,
it'll keep
keeping it
going.
straight was kind of like, who needs what, when?
Yeah. So you did good. And also, you did a really good job of forwarding everything onto the whole board so everybody was in the loop and knew what was going on. So thank you.
Here, here.
Does anyone else have any more comments? You kind of breezed through everything today and tonight.
Right.
Yay.
I would like to also just thank Kelly for hanging in there and again just immediately let us know if we need to jump in and do anything else. But
Okay.
I love it that you're gonna stay on the board and for a while and give that a try and if we need to lighten your load then let us know because
Okay.
we really appreciate you.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys. I got 3 years left, so
Yeah.
want to fulfill my obligation, my term.
Your term. We're in the same boat, Kelly.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm a year ahead of you.
Yeah, I didn't have to serve that year.
So, well, Beth and I
yeah,
come
but
up
we're the
in
newbies.
May.
Yeah, I know, Lisa. You don't need to remind us. We'll be feeding you chocolates. Whatever it takes, huh, Kelly?
She just say that her term expires in May?
Yes, her and
Yeah,
Beth
both
both.
terms. June.
June.
Yeah.
June 30th. You have to sign up for running in February, actually, end of February, I think, or March.
So you're all gonna re-enlist, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I
I
know.
said, I'm gonna be feeding you chocolate.
Yeah, I don't eat chocolate, so you better
Oh,
find
well, then I'll
something
find something.
else.
Jelly beans. Ice cream.
Better get some recruiting hats on then.
Yeah.
Start early.
You know I'm gonna stick around. But you know, I do take chocolate, so there you go. But yeah, I plan on it. I'm just, yeah, I want
Lovely.
to see this through.
I hear you, Lisa.
All right. Does
Bribery
anybody first, recruitment hat second, then?
if there are
So,
no.
we're going to get this done before an hour, eh?
Yes. Unless anyone has any more comments. Going once, going twice. We're adjourning at 6:48 p.m.
Wow.
Okay.
Hey, thank you for your efficiency, everybody.
Thank
Yes.
you.
And
See
thanks,
you
Beth,
around the block.
for being the host.